Our next guest has been described as a few things in his time.
Oh, fantastic. He is so good.
Tricky Pony. You're genius.
That is one of the loveliest pieces of fielding you will see.
But let's just go with marvellous. Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Ricky Ponting.
Good afternoon, Ricky. Welcome to the Rush Hour on this windy, wet Monday here in Adelaide. Thanks for holding on because we had to wait for your best mate, Greg Blewett, who's just waltzing around Melbourne doing stuff all. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Jars. We've had a 15 or 20 minute chat already, haven't we? Waiting for Blewett. No doubt he's been doing a little cashy somewhere around.
God. Well, I haven't, actually.
Well,
I
what do you mean? Where have you been? Well,
bloody Uber driver was late, Jar. Sorry, punter.
That's all right, Blue. I thought you might have been coming in a day early to try and get some golf in, mate, but there's been 70K winds and rain all day here, so you haven't missed much.
Punter, I arrived and it was 9 degrees. What the hell's going on in Melbourne, please?
You must have landed in Tassie, did you, mate? You got the wrong flight. That's what it feels like. It's been horrible here. Like I'm just starting to get back into golf again, and I just can't take a trick with trying to get a couple of decent days to get out there.
Now, Ricky Ponting, you're here to promote and launch at the Sky City Adelaide in a couple of weeks, Friday, December the 9th, showcasing your wonderful wine label and your wines. Now, I've got three bottles right in front of me, Ricky. Magnificent labels, and congratulations, because the grapes are all come from South Australia.
Yeah, well, that's not entirely correct, Joe. In those three wines, yes, they're all from South Australia. I think we've got 9 different varieties in the range now. We've got a couple from Tassie as well. We've got a Pinot Noir and a Chardonnay from Tasmania. But predominantly, yeah, the wine is grown and actually made in South Australia. Ben Riggs at McLaren Vale is our chief winemaker that being South Australian, you would probably know quite well, and Mr. Riggs label, and he's made for a lot of other brands as well. So we've been chugging along for nearly 3 years now, and Bluey's been able to sample a few during the last couple of summers when we've been down in, when we've finished our commentary stints down here in Melbourne. So, a really fun business for Rihanna and I to be involved in. The thing that I want people to understand is it's our business. It's not just me putting my name on a label and then running away. We're the major shareholders in the business, and we're really proud of what we've been able to achieve in a short period of time.
Punter, kid from Mowbray, you're a bogan at heart. So how does someone like you get into wine? I think it's a great story and it's so competitive. How did it all come about?
Yeah, Bully, looking back, the days at high school with the flat top and the mullet, I didn't probably think I was going to be launching my own wine label. But as you know, having been through a pretty similar journey to me with our playing careers and then post-cricket, you know, you play cricket, you're in a team change room, you're having a few beers, you know, the first part of your career. But then as we get a little bit older, our palate tends to change a little bit. And I've got much more into wine, well, since I've retired anyway, which is nearly 10 years now, but a lot more into wine in that period of time. My wife's obviously a wine lover, and the opportunity came across our desk to start our own label. And we literally thought about it for 5 minutes and thought, you know, why not give it a crack? But if we are going to do it, we're going to make sure we do it properly and not just be another brand out there. So we're sort of trying to position ourselves in the sort of the bottom end, if you like, of the premium wine range as far as pricing is concerned, but trying to sort of outdo the price with what's inside the bottle. And yeah, what Ben Riggs has done for us over the 3 year period has been outstanding. And I know when Jars gets home tonight and rips the caps off a couple of those, I'm sure he'll be pretty happy with it.
No, it is serious wine. It really is. So well done, punter. So you're here on Friday, December 9, which I believe is the second day of the test match, and you're doing something at Sky City. With all the variety there, what's your number one, and where can people get hold of it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's probably easiest online still, Bluey, through the website, pontingwines.com.au is probably the best place to get it. Obviously the full range there. A lot of the bottle shops around Australia right now are not stocking the full range. That, you know, they'll take one or two, three varieties, won't take the whole range. So I think it's probably still prudent for anyone that wants to have a look at the entire range is to go to the website and have a look. So we're doing a lunch actually, which will be almost a breakfast into brunch lunch before the second day of the test match in Adelaide, which over as you say, at the casino, and I'll be able to sit down with a couple of hundred people probably and talk about the story that's involved with the wine and where we started and where we're going and the reason that we did it and some of the stories that are involved with some of the labels and things. So it's really, as a like a startup business, you know, obviously the more that I can get out there and put my face to the label and the brand and make people aware of how serious we are as a business and not just, you know, sticking your name on a bottle and running away, then, you know, it's really important for us to do that. And there's obviously a great platform with the cricket summits, and I'm in different states every other week this summer, so there's some great opportunities there which we'll hopefully make the most of.
Punter, I love the Ponting 127, the Barossa Shiraz. Mate, I love that, and I'm just going to guzzle that tonight and with a bit of cheese and biscuits.
Yeah, a little bit of steak, maybe to start off with, Jars, and finish off with a bit of cheese and bickies afterwards. But yeah, as much as I don't like saying it, because Ben Riggs, obviously our winemaker, is McLaren Vale based, but this is a Blatter Barossa Shiraz you're talking about there, and it is my favourite wine in the range. So, you know, I know Bluey's a very, very, very strict Chardonnay drinker, and he's loved the had the last couple of years, and no doubt I'll be getting the message tonight to make sure I bring some to Adelaide with me as well for him. But so far so good. It's been, as I said, a lot of fun. It's a slow burn, like trying to break into the Australian wine market with so many brands out there. It's not an easy thing to do, and we understand that it's going to be we're in it for the long haul, but that's all part of it as well, which has been fun.
Ricky, let's just quickly talk about the one days at the moment. You've been pleased with the response from the Australian boys. They've won the series, and obviously we've got the MCG last one tomorrow. What's your take on the boys so far, and you've been pleased with the balance of the lineup?
Yeah, they played well, no doubt about that, albeit against a really undermanned England side, it has to be said, with, you know, some of them still recovering and getting over their World Cup win. And yeah, they did what we did, surprisingly, after the first game as well, and swapped their captains around, which I'm still a little bit dismayed, if you like, about that decision, with Cummins playing just the one game and then missing, and surprisingly Hazelwood taking over the captaincy, which was a real shock to most, I think. But he seemingly did a good job. They had a good win in game two, but I had this game penciled in for a long time to take my young bloke to. I had the Australia-England T20 game here at the MCG was washed out, and the poor little fellow was in tears because he will take me along tomorrow night and hopefully get to see Australia play well again.
Punter, I just want to elaborate on that a little bit more because, I don't know whether, you know, I'm from the wrong era or what, but I just couldn't believe what happened at the SCG the other day. The series is on the line and both teams are resting their captain. And the Australian coach wasn't there as well. It's us against the old enemy in a series.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, and everything's probably been a bit quiet, Bluey, because we won the game so well. You can imagine what the response would have been if we had lost that game. The response would have been, I'm sure, there's been enough speculation as it is, even though we won, as to why, Cummins didn't play. He's only played one game in about 3 weeks now, isn't he? From the end of the T20 World Cup. And I know they've got a big workload and everything coming up, and I know they're trying to do the best they can to look after these guys. But what staggered me was that how on earth was Steve Smith not captain of that game? Like, he's vice captain team. He stepped in for a test when Pat couldn't play during the summer. So I think if there was an explanation for all of us from someone, whether it's the selectors or someone around the team as to why they chose to go that way with Hazelwood and make us all a bit clearer on the point, then it might actually make perfect sense to us. But right now we're all sort of up in the air and speculating about the reasons why. So look, who knows? There's been a few strange actions, I guess, and sort of come out of the Australian camp over the last few weeks, you know, with the World Cup and selections and non-selections and just the way they played through that. And then it just seems like it's continued these last couple of one days. But look, it's hard to be critical when you don't know exactly what's going on inside the four walls, but it'd be nice to have some sort of explanation from someone.
Yeah, I just don't want to get Steve Smith, a bit disgruntled, I suppose. You know, he's left out of the T20 and then they've overlooked him for the captaincy in that one day or so, because I think he's set for a really big summer if he's happy. Hey, punter, what about your summer coming up? You're with Seven again and got the West Indies and South Africa coming up.
Yeah, it's starting to get exciting again, Bluey. We've got our first meeting, haven't we, Thursday, and then I've got some promo shoots to do on Friday for the Channel 7 Summer of Cricket, which is, you know, always the best time of year for me, and you probably say the same. We've got a great bunch there. We all love working together and love doing the best job we can to promote the game of cricket through free-to-air on Channel 7 like we do. So, look, I'm you know, I think I've got 35 or 36 on-air days this summer, which is about what I normally do. And I'm just hoping that the West Indies can put up a reasonable fight through the first part of the summer. If just the way these one days have gone, and then if the test matches aren't that strong against the West Indies, then we might just lose a few people. So hopefully the West Indies can do the right thing and play some good cricket in the first part of the summer, and then we'll all have a good time, I'm sure.
Whoops, sorry, apologies, just had another glass, a bit of a tipple. Ricky, before we let you go, how much makeup does Greg Blewett use in the Channel 7 makeup chair?
Put it this way, guys, you just got to make sure you get there before him in the morning. if you're not in the makeup chair before him, then you're really struggling to make your on-air time, to be honest. So, I always send Bluey a message that morning, mate, what time are you going to get to the studio, what time are you going to get to the ground, and make sure I'm there 5 minutes before. Between him and Brayshaw, mate, you're lucky to get 2 or 3 minutes to yourself.
Good luck to getting any lip gloss.
Wait till you see my teeth this summer, punter.
What have you done, Chompers?
I've given them a really good touch-up. Very, very
white.
Don't
tell me he's got the old gear on. Ricky, all the best, mate. Thanks for sharing that with you. Ponting Wines, looking forward to seeing him all in the bottle shops right now. Sky City, Adelaide in a couple of weeks' time. Go and see the great man, Friday, December the 9th. Really appreciate the samples there, Ricky.
No, good on you, boys, mate. And make sure you keep them to yourself, Juz.
Yes, I will. Thank you, mate. Take care. We'll speak again.
Good on you. See you, boys.
There he is, Ricky Ponting. What a superstar. One of the greats of Australian cricket. And I'll tell you what, he'll be one of the greats winemakers of all time.